This morning, we talked to Maui Mayor Mike Victorino about, among other things, the news that the Justice Department wants Hawaii's quarantine lifted. Is it unconstitutional? Here's Mayor Victorino's take.
If you look, other states are imposing 14-day quarantines. It's kind of scary, yet on the other side, hey, let's find out. Let's know if this is legal or not. I believe it is. We think we have that right. Well, let the courts decide if this is such a big issue, yeah?
Well, they did point out that Alaska is imposing the test before you get on the airplane.
That's correct.
People here, there are lots of voices that have been calling for that, but we haven't seen that yet put in place.
My voice has been with them. I feel like anyone coming in from outside of Hawaii should be tested and ensure that they have a negative PCR test before they enter the state. We're not going to catch everybody, and somebody's going to slip through the cracks. But we're going to work very diligently to make sure what happens protects you, the residents of Hawaii and Maui County. There's no question. You must be the base. You must be the priority. And so long as that is fulfilled, I'm willing to open up. If not, I will fight very vehemently not to open.
I mean, there has been some effort to make sure that whoever is in the quarantine, whether you be a traveler or a returning resident, that, you know, they go by the rules.
Absolutely. And they're now training contact tracers so that people can be checked on. We are making sure that the rules and regulations that are in place are improved, and constitutionally, of course, and making sure that people abide and making them understand respect is two ways. You earn it and you give it. And to earn it, you have to follow what rules we have here to protect our people. And then you're going to have that respect level that you deserve. We're going to see what happens in the courts. I won't guess. I'm not going to assume anything at this point. We'll see what the courts rule. I believe we've done everything right to this point. And I can say my facts back me up. Back on March 24th, 2020, we had 9 cases here on Maui. By April 28th, we had 115. Since April 30th, when we were standing at 116, as of today, we stand at 122. Facts are there. The quarantine does help. The closing down of our communities helped. The people of Hawaii and Maui County worked awful hard to protect themselves and their families and their communities. And so I am really in tune to, let's make sure we have the testing. And if testing is going to be illegal, hey, I don't know. I'm confused at that point. I don't know if I'd let people come back. I'd be worried. Our people deserve that much. So I'm in the point of, I'd like to reopen the state. I know how devastated our economy has been and how many people are out of work right now. And I want to help those people. I want to get people back to some kind of normalcy. And our visitor industry, if it's a safe destination, they're going to want to come. And I want them to know that they come safely, they'll be treated with respect, they'll be safe here in Hawaii, and when they return home, they should be COVID-free also.
You've taken the biggest hit your county has, right, because
Absolutely.
Of the jobs tied to tourism.
Yep, the biggest hit in tourism, and we've taken the biggest hit. We've had the most number of cases per capita. We've had the most number of deaths per capita. So our county has been bombarded in many ways. Yet we have the only island outside of Niihau that has been COVID-free, which is Lanai. Only 2 cases on the island of Molokai, and we did extensive testing there. And when we were at our height, we had Dr. Miskovich and his group come in and do a lot of testing, and we found no new cases or very few new cases. And so now we're relatively confident of reopening, but we want to open up systematically and methodically and make sure each step we monitor so that we don't have an outbreak that we cannot control.
And we as a community have learned so much in such a short time. You folks had the cluster at the medical facility, and that certainly got everybody on their toes across the state about what we need to do better. How are you looking at that experience now going forward?
It's an experience I wish I never experienced, if you want to say it in that manner. But it's a good learning tool. And now our procedures and setup for pandemic is a lot more extensive because we've actually had a real pandemic hit the world, nation and state. And so we know the residual effect when you don't exercise caution. And I think people are much more prepared now. Look at the number of cases of flu and of the simple cold that have dropped tremendously by medical experts who are telling me that because of good hygiene and being aware of social or physical distancing, we have seen a big drop in that area. So COVID-19 has had a positive effect. Also, it takes us time to restock and rethink how we do our visitor industry. Maybe, as the reports have been indicating, we were at capacity. Now we have to step back and make sure we do it right. So many variables come in. So reopening will be phased in. I don't think everybody's going to run to Hawaii once the doors are open. But I know those who come, so long as they're being tested and are safe, they will come to a place that is very safe for them to enjoy with themselves and their family.
How has the inter-island relaxation of travel restrictions been for Maui?
Good. A lot of people have been coming. A lot of people can be coming to visit their friends and family, which they have not been able to really socialize with. And so I think that's a good indicator. However, we're still struggling. Many of the hotels won't open up until there is an opening to the world, if you want to use that term, so that they can, you know, accommodate the visitor. We don't have enough residents coming to open up hotels at this point. So a lot of factors are happening. They're good factors. I traveled yesterday for the first time to Honolulu in 3.5 months. And the system seems to work. They were very adamant. They checked. They made sure they checked your phone. They called you right away. They did all the proper procedures I think we can put in place to protect our residents throughout the state of Hawaii.
The blood bank, I know, was eager to see the travel restrictions lifted because then they could reach out and tap those donors that we need in order to keep our blood supply up.
And that's one of the unseen impacts of closing down that we now recognize. Also, a lot of medical equipment and as far as medical tests that were being sent to the mainland were delayed because there weren't as many flights. So there's a number of impacts that we really don't see on the peripheral, but as you get closer into the inner circle, you understand these are the impacts that affect our everyday life. And it's really the inter-island travel and the interstate travel or international travel has a telltaling effect, not just on the hospitality industry, but in other segments of our community.
We're seeing, you know, more cases spring up at long-term care homes. I think you folks had one. And I know there's lots of concern with families as we start to talk about schools reopening.
Well, Maui, our senior care facilities have done a terrific job. That one outbreak they had, which was very minor, but it still occurred, was patients being transferred from the hospital back to the elderly care facility. They were able to isolate them, keep them separated, and stop it in its tracks before it got spread within the facility. And I think that's what's happening in Oahu, too. They're quarantining groups and keeping those groups away from the others. As far as opening of schools, we know that's so important. Distance learning can and does do a pretty good job, but it doesn't accommodate many of those who live in remote areas in Maui, just like the Big Island, island of Hawaii. We have a lot of remote districts that internet accessibility and Wi-Fi is not available readily. And so we've got to put them in areas where we can. In fact, I have a bus out in Hana today testing a Wi-Fi system so that they can look at educational and other means of communicating because the system they have out there is very, very spotty at best. And I know because when I go out there for public hearings, my cell phone doesn't work very often. So it's a bus that's been parked at Hana Bay, and it runs from 8 a.m. to 11 a.m., and then in the afternoon from 2 p.m. to 5 p.m., this Monday through this Friday. And so we're hoping that if that works, we're going to put something permanently there to help the citizens of Hana and Kanai and Kaupo in those remote areas of Maui. And I think the island of Hawaii is also looking at something like that. But getting everybody back in school altogether may not be the most safe way to do it. However, I know Ms. Kishimoto and the Department of Education has been working on it. They've given us an overview and what they're planning. And I really don't want to discuss it because there's still more aspects that have to be put together, more procedures. But I think they are looking to reopen August 4th and as safely as possible to protect our students and our residents.
Well, yeah, our keiki and our kapuna are up there at the top of our priority list in this pandemic. But the other big news, I think, is the concern about shipping. We had the incident with Young Brothers and all those containers falling off, and everybody's trying to figure out what's up with that. And you have islands that depend on that barge for deliveries.
Absolutely. And without those barges and those deliveries, we would be in a world of hurt. This is most of our commerce and food supply that comes through those barges. This is not a good time for something like this to happen, but it happened. And so hopefully we'll find out why and take necessary action to prevent it from happening in the future. We're all trying to see what we can do to help prop them up, help keep them going. But I would like assurances from the company, if I was to have a say in it, I would like to see what their management plan is, what their business plan is. You know, I'm a businessman, so, you know, there's a lot that can be done that maybe is not being done. But I am not privileged to know that information, so I really can't speak towards it. But I believe it has to be a collaborative effort. If we're going to keep Young Brothers, and Young Brothers wants to stay here, we all need to sit at the table and understand what their business model is and how we can all work together to make it a better model to take care of the neighbor islands especially. But Oahu, you folks depend on shipping from the neighbor islands when it comes to food. We ship to Oahu from Maui and from the Big Island and Kauai. And so shipping is two ways. It's not just bringing it to us. We send items to Oahu. So we all are in this together.
That was Maui Mayor Mike Victorino talking to us this morning about so many COVID-related developments.